from KALW. This is Sisa Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is originally from East Oakland, from my East Oakland neighborhood, filmmaker Anthony Lucero. Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Janae, my St. Elizabeth alumnus. How you doing?
Good. Anthony directed and wrote the film Paper Bag Plan. It's about a father who learns he's diagnosed with cancer, and he's the primary caretaker for his 25-year-old disabled son who lives with cerebral palsy. And his diagnosis causes him to question how his son will survive without him. So he teaches his son to be more independent by training him to be a bagger at a grocery store. And it is such a beautiful story. You can stream Paper Bag Plan on various platforms. But right now, we're going to hear three of Anthony's favorite restaurants to check out in the Bay Area. First up is the sushi restaurant Uzutsu in Alameda. The restaurant's name is Japanese for reality. The sushi bar has an intimate setting that only seats 8 people. The restaurant's seafood comes from Japan, and Uzutsu is located in downtown Alameda in an unmarked doorway. Anthony, I passed this place and didn't know it existed. Tell us more about Uzutsu.
That's right. Most people don't know it exists. It's up a flight of stairs off Park Street. There used to be another sushi restaurant that was there before, and that's how I knew about it. So the restaurant is owned by Chikara Ono, and I don't know why this place does not have a Michelin star, but it is fantastic. It's omakase, so don't ask for a California roll, please. And it is fine dining in Alameda. It's probably one of the best sushi restaurants in the Bay Area. And the waiter explained every piece of fish, where it came from. And I have to admit, I did have some sake during my meal, so my memory of the fish is a bit fuzzy. But yeah, it is a fantastic culinary experience at its best.
That's the sushi restaurant Uzutsu in Alameda. Your next pick is a Japanese restaurant, Yakiniku Shoda, in San Francisco. The term yakiniku means grilled meat in Japanese, but it's also a form of Japanese grilling, and they grill bite-sized meats and vegetables. And the word shoda is Japanese for first generation. They serve dishes such as short ribs, oysters, and tenderloins. Now, Anthony, how did you hear about this place, and what do you like to eat when you go there?
Yeah, keeping with the Japanese theme, I love Korean barbecue. So it's somewhat similar. The chef will cook the meat directly in front of you, and it's cooked on charcoal. The chef, I didn't know he was the owner at the time, Andy Chang, but he told us about the coals that they use to cook the meat, the Wagyu meat. It's very high quality. It's aged. And I have to say that this is a very special occasion dining. So if you want to impress your date or your spouse, this is the place to go. They also have a huge selection of wine, which is really unusual, I think, for a Japanese restaurant. The meat will melt in your mouth. It is so amazing.
Nice. That's the Japanese restaurant, Yakiniku Shodai in San Francisco. And your final pick, Anthony, is Donut Savant in Oakland. This bakery makes all of their donuts from scratch, and you can grub on donuts with chocolate frosting and jelly filling and sugar dusted on top. And there are other pastries like cake and cinnamon rolls. I have had Donut Savant. I haven't been there, but I've had their donuts. Very, very, very good. So what are some of your favorites, Anthony? Tell us more.
Some of my favorites. Now, they have a cronut. Some people call it a cronut, but it's not a cronut. It's a cronut. And they have a salted maple one. Yeah, they also have like traditional Boston cream pies and maple bars, but it is next level donuts. My wife doesn't even like donuts, and she ate both of mine. But there is last time I was there, they had one with a toasted marshmallow on top. I don't know what it was, but it's just, it's incredible. And, you know, you're just happy for the next hour after you eat there. So you you go inside, it's a long line of, you know, people on their latest iPhones and with their AirPods, and it's a long line. But outside, you'll have guys, you know, sitting on armchairs and playing dice. So it's as Oakland as it gets, but it is well worth it. It's off the beaten path. You have to know where it is to find it, but it is the most amazing donuts anywhere.
You know, those neighborhoods usually have the best food. And those are my neighborhoods that I came from. That's Donut Savant in Oakland. I've been speaking with filmmaker Anthony Lucero. Stream his film Paper Bag Plan on various platforms. I highly, highly recommend it. Great film. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sound Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sound shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.